my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Now, the story on Alan Bond, he is in a critical condition in a hospital in Western Australia. They are saying an induced coma. The prognosis is not good.
No, the statements from the family last night, a priest was supposedly called into his hospital bed, and the family's comments don't augur well. He's certainly fighting for his life, which raises the question, I mean, how are we going to remember Alan Bond?
Yeah.
Is he that cheeky sort of entrepreneur who managed to wrest the America's Cup off those arrogant Americans back in 1983 after a century of dominance and transformed the country that morning?
Yep.
Now, I don't think Australia has ever, ever felt like that. Even put aside the Olympics. It was a very uniting moment.
It was. And you go back to the 50s, he was a sign writer in Perth, built up his empire, bought all the yachts, and then got the America's Cup. He went to jail ultimately for fraud, but after his fraud conviction, his jail time, he ended up back on the rich list not that many years ago. Mm. So how do we remember him? In the end, it'll all be through the prism of the America's Cup. The skipper of Australia 2 back in 1983 was John Bertrand. He joins us on the line now. John Bertrand, good morning.
Good morning.
John, you must have sort of mixed memories of Alan Bond and your experiences with him over the years.
Well, my memories are all, of course, through the sport of America's Cup. So from my perspective, you know, the man, the resilience. People don't realise, I think, that he first challenged for the America's Cup when he was 34 years old. And he took over from Sir Frank Packer. And then Bondy basically put together four separate challenges, culminating with the Australia 2 effort, of course, which where we won. So, you know, his resilience was remarkable, and that's, you know, that was our, you know, my relationship with Alan was heavily involved in those America's Cup programs over those years.
Do you remember the first time that he approached you and what your reaction was? Did you know about him?
The first time I met him, I just graduated from MIT in Boston, would you believe? And I joined a man called Ben Lexon as an assistant designer for the 1974 America's Cup. And Bondy blew in, 34 years old, and just, again, you know, his effervescence and positive nature. And that was the start of a long journey, as it turns out.
Did you ever get an inkling that there were sort of financial troubles behind the empire?
Yes, no question. It was always, in many cases, on the edge. And other cases, no, but... you know, the sailing part of his world was quite separate to his business world in that regard.
He was bankrolling it, but you were there. Lexon was a genius. So was he prepared to let you do your thing? Because a lot of people who are funding want to get involved themselves, don't they?
Alan came of age. Initially, he was involved with everything, and he grew to have enough knowledge to realise when he didn't know, and he's able to step back. So the reality is that part of the win in 83 with Australia 2 is that he knew when to pull back. And that meant that he knew a lot about the sport, which meant that he understood it highly, highly complex.
Have you managed to speak with his family over the last 24, 48 hours?
Yes, I spoke to one of the members last night, yes.
Right, and what's the feeling you got from that conversation?
The situation is not good. Mm. It was it's an induced coma, and clearly Alan's fighting for his life.
But as you've said before, he certainly has been capable of making comebacks before, hasn't he?
Amazing. You know, he just doesn't know what the word give up is, and it's typical of Alan, I think, throughout his whole life, and certainly within the world of America's Cup, that was clear.
We talked about this earlier. We look back to when he began as a sign writer in Western Australia and the number of setbacks he's had in his life, including going to jail, where he's come back and ended up on the rich list again. You wouldn't write him off, would you?
No. No, and that's the sort of people that, you know, this country has been built over, you know, a long time, and you need, in my opinion, all these different types of people to make it work. Now, yes, he went to jail, he did his time, but... the man, you know, his global vision was quite remarkable, from through the lens that we saw, at least.
I mean, how do you think he should be remembered by Australia? As the man who brought the America's Cup here, or for that fraud conviction?
I think it's going to be everything, to be honest. People have very, very clear views one way or the other about Alan. But he was the instigator and the, you might say, the patriarch to allow this country to eventually do something that's part of the country's sporting history, yep. That's the winner of the America's Cup.
Yeah, well, very interesting, John Bertrand. Let's hope he does pull off another amazing comeback. Thank you very much for your time.
No worries.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.